This is an Olympics week. The Tokyo Paralympics begin on Tuesday. So we're going to go with an athletics theme for our three podcasts this week. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, slightly abridged. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. Consider him so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Great athletes have extraordinary focus. Hopefully you got to see some of that in the recent Tokyo Olympics. I went to several days of the Sydney Olympics, 21 years ago now. And I got to watch a lot of track athletes run. They all had slightly different routines to prepare for their race. But they were actually all doing the same thing in that they were getting their focus right. As an example, putting aside the fact that she was taking performance-enhancing drugs at the time, Marion Jones, 5 gold medals, had a routine that looked like this. She would crouch at the starting line, look down at the ground for about 5 seconds, then slowly lift up her head and look straight down the track, fully focused. And from that point, her eyes did not leave the track. Friends, we need to remember, as believers, we are somewhat like athletes. We need that great focus. We are surrounded by a world that will demand we take our eyes off the race, that we lose focus. In real life, great athletes usually go off the boil when they get distracted. So we need to heed that warning in our spiritual life from Hebrews. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Remember why you're running. Remember who you're running for. An athlete is driven by many things, including success, winning, the prize, fame. Christians are driven by the fact that we have a relationship with Jesus. He loves us. We are called to love him and to love others. We have the joy of following him. We have the future that we look so forward to. And so we choose not to look to the left or the right, not to be distracted by the things of this world, but rather to find our soul's deepest fulfillment in knowing and pleasing our Lord. As the chorus goes that I was taught when I was a youngster, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. Consider him so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.